This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
This is a podcast about how the bullying, censorship, and techno-tyranny of the left is going to lead this country to civil war and widespread violence. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. I'm one of the most censored independent news publishers in America, even though I'm also one of the most celebrated truth tellers on issues of our time, including GMOs, glyphosate, heavy metals, and so on. But what we're seeing now is the left is simply trying to censor and silence anyone with whom they disagree. And the latest example of this is, you know, those really cool black chicks, Diamond and Silk, who are Trump supporters, and they have their YouTube channel where they talk about why they support Trump, and they're super entertaining and very informed and just fun to watch. Diamond and Silk, right? They just got demonetized by YouTube. 95% of their videos got demonetized. It's a form of financial censorship. And it's been happening to hundreds of channels that are all about conservatism or Trump supporters or anything of the kind. I mean, my website, Natural News, has been, blacklisted by Google for a week or 6 days, completely blacklisted by Facebook. You can't share a Natural News post. It doesn't work. total censorship on Facebook. We've been censored by YouTube, demonetized by YouTube. We have been attacked, slandered, defamed, lied about. I've been death threatened and stalked, everything imaginable. And this is because I'm a Trump supporter. And because I tell the truth, I'm a whistleblower. I'm a scientist who tells the truth about environmental science, all these things that the status quo doesn't want. And there are hundreds of other websites that have been censored and demonetized and attacked for the same reason, because the radical left-wing extremists are the ones who are running Google and running Facebook. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg is an insane left-wing, power-hungry globalist, right? Wants to rule the world. And Google is run by insane left-wing, fascist, obedient, demanding, conformity, Marxist-oriented progressives. And that's why they fire anybody, even their own engineers, who express conservative views at all. So Google is trying to censor the entire internet and make sure that people only see progressive left-leaning information. Now, where is this going to lead us? Well, it's going to lead us to violence, unfortunately. I see a civil war breaking out if this continues, because the left is also taking away democracy. They're trying to nullify the outcome of the election that Trump won. And by nullifying the election and then silencing your voices, they are taking away the two most important tools that allow for peaceful debate and peaceful transition of power in a society that's supposed to be rooted in some semblance of lawfulness, right? Elections are all about how to transition power from one person to another or one party to another without having to have violent shootings and revolutions and coups all the time, which is the way, you know, things used to be done long ago and are still done in some countries around the world, like Somalia, for example, or Venezuela, right? So elections are all about peaceful transitions of power, so you don't have mass warfare in the streets every few years as one leader gets, you know, hanged in the streets and then replaced by somebody else. So elections are a peaceful transition process. But the left refuses to acknowledge the outcomes of elections that they don't win. And so they reject the very concept of the peaceful transition of power. Well, the other important thing in a free society is the ability to engage in debate. Debate obviously means that you hear both sides of an argument. You don't just censor everybody that disagrees with you, which is what Google is doing. And that's what Facebook is doing. And that's what the left demands everywhere from UC Berkeley, you know, all across the college campuses and so on. They just want to censor everybody whose speech they don't like, and then they call themselves tolerant. Sure, they're tolerant, as long as nothing you say ever disagrees with their narratives and their twisted cult-like philosophy, which is rooted in delusion and mental illness, of course. So they are taking away debate and democracy. You got that? This is what Google is doing and Facebook. And believe me, they're gonna try to steal the next election big time, because they do not want the people to have any more power to vote someone like Trump into the White House. They're going to steal the next election. They're going to influence it. They're going to censor any views they don't like. And they're going to take away democracy and debate. Well, what's left? This is my question. What is left to people in a society when they take away democracy and they take away debate? They've taken away your right to free speech. They've taken away your First Amendment. They've taken away the ability to engage in discourse or rational argument or reason of any kind. They've created a techno-tyranny, like a technocracy or a techno-dictatorship, you might say. And they've taken away every other nonviolent option for people to change the society in which they live, or to support the elements of the society that they want to keep. So when they take away that, the only remaining resort is, I mean, that's what it's going to come to very soon, I fear. That people are going to say, hey, there's no other option now. They won't allow us to vote. Our votes don't count. Democracy is dead. And they won't allow us to speak because our voice is censored. And we can't even debate. If we say anything against Google, then our websites get blacklisted and censored. If we say anything against Facebook or all their narratives of pushing vaccines and GMOs and fluoride and everything else, then you get censored by Facebook. So what is the point of trying to participate in a rigged process where it's all stacked against you in the first place? There is no point. And that's my point, that revolution or resistance against this system becomes the only remaining option, which is fascinating because the left-wing media is right now celebrating resistance to Trump. They're even profiling domestic terror groups and holding them up as if they were heroes and say, oh, we got to resist Trump. What about the resistance to Google and the resistance to Facebook? What if a bunch of people got together and got like 1,000 armed men and stormed the Google headquarters and took over Google? Would the Washington Post celebrate that? Would the New York Times celebrate that? Don't think so, because Google is part of the insane, delusional, left-wing tyranny, i.e. Orwellian Ministry of Truth. But I suspect that it's going to come to that. I suspect that at some point, as things break down, we will see an effort for real patriotic Americans. And this is just an estimate, not calling for it, just saying I can see this happening. I see armed patriots storming the headquarters of Google and Facebook and other companies and either dismantling those organizations completely or arresting their executives and holding them for war crimes tribunals, perhaps. Or maybe taking them over, seizing them, and restoring fairness and eliminating the censorship that is now in place. So those are three possible scenarios that I see happening, but none of those would happen unless there were some very catastrophic event in advance of all of it, like, you know, martial law or social chaos, breakdown of society. You know, we get hit by a North Korean nuke or an asteroid or something like that. A lot of things would have to break down before society really got to a civil war state. But if it went to a civil war, I do think that Google and Facebook have, in their own way, made themselves targets. They have essentially announced that they are the key propaganda ministries of the radical, insane, anti-America left. And as such, they will undoubtedly be targeted by certain groups that want to save America, defend America, you know, save their country from going communist or going fascist. So I always say I prefer peaceful processes. I don't want to see bloodshed. I'd rather have peace. But Google is taking away peaceful debate. And the left is taking away peaceful democracy. And then leaving no remaining choice for millions of people across America who are finding themselves backed into a corner with, frankly, nothing left to lose. you know, at some point when the population feels like there's nothing left to lose, and you still have your rifle and you have your Second Amendment, your country is under attack, your voice has been silenced, your democracy has been stolen, the FBI is a total fraud, all of that, what do you do? It's going to get interesting, that's for sure. And the left is pushing us to this. That's my point, is that the censorship of Google and the fraudulent, corrupt DNC and the stealing of democracy and the corruption at the FBI, these are all pushing America toward a civil war. You know, and I want to reinforce the fact that I call for peace. And I want to engage in democracy and public debate and all of these issues that are rooted in peace. But I don't see the left honoring any of that, because they are tyrants and they are bullies and they are insane fascists. And they need to be either stopped or arrested and indicted or dismantled. That's what I say. That needs to happen. Google needs to be dismantled completely. Facebook needs to be seized and shut down, dismantled, or reworked to be a more level playing field where we can debate ideas without the censorship of Zuckerberg and his totally insane left-wing narratives. So those are my thoughts on the subject. Let's hope this doesn't go to a civil war. Let's hope that peace prevails, but I'm pretty sure the left doesn't want peace. They want totalitarianism, and they're going to be resisted at some point, probably very soon. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, for NewsTarget.com.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.